This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was standing in line for this.
There's always time in life for this.
Oh,
there's a new article on Infowars.com I'm going to cover coming up at the bottom of the hour after take calls. It's not a joke, though. I shouldn't laugh. It's very serious. It's cult programming. You know, cults used to be able to stand on their heads, walk like a duck. So see what you'll do. See how you'll suspend disbelief. Well, they're telling people at London swimming pools to breathe underwater because breathing above water is bad, and not to look or talk to people. Total cult programming to see what they can get you to do. All a giant Milgram experiment. And remember, about 8 months ago in London, they would say that they've had signs up saying, don't look at people and turn your head when you walk by someone. It's all to create neuroses. And as they know you're pulling out of the mask and the police state waking up, they demand two masks, three masks, four masks. They demand all these weird little rituals in the cult. I told you that many years ago. But that's how they start with all the political correctness, and then it seems asinine, like, why are they banning the Irish word lynch, meaning a last name, off of buildings? Doesn't mean lynch black people. Because they want everything banned. They want the power to ban what they want, when they want. They want free thought banned. They want you to think about thinking nothing but what they tell you to do. They want you to be a robot, a trained SEAL, who is obsolete. We got Patty in Boston, line in the sand. COVID vaccine caused family death. We'll go to Patty next segment. Let's go to Ken in Oklahoma. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about these political prisoners and the fact that their due process is being stripped from them. And us, the other Americans that are not a political prisoner as of yet, even though there's persecution, we are not doing anything about it. We might be talking about it. There's a lot of people out there that might be getting organized and trying to figure out what's going on, but I don't even know who all these political prisoners are, and I don't know if you guys do either. I'd really like to start.
Yeah, we do. Some of them are pregnant women. Some of them, most of them are veterans. A lot of them are former retired FBI agents, you name it. I mean, they've got anybody that went in the Capitol and talked about how they were going to do it online is being held basically as a terrorist. Meanwhile, they are letting Black Lives Matter members out today, found at a home with a dead body, a bunch of ecstasy and marijuana. They just let the guy go because he's Black Lives Matter. They just released 7,000 hardened felons for rape, assault, murder, you name it, were just released early in California to make room for nonviolent.
All that. And I think that those two lists, the list of the people that are political prisoners being held without due process, and the list of those people that are being allowed to commit these acts across the country and being let free, are a list that we need to have and that we need to publish for everybody to see. We need to submit those facts to a candid world because, you know, it's very clear that this attack on these people because of their political beliefs is something that's affecting every person in this country. And a lot of people just don't understand that. But the patriots out there realize this. You know, the feds are trying to take away our Second Amendment. They're using, you know, the corporate fascists to erode our First Amendment and any kind of platform that we would have. The globalist oligarchs are trying to destroy our sovereignty, and all while they're distracting us with this medicalization, this medical technocracy coming in, trying to just basically reduce us to absolute despotism. And this is a place where we shouldn't allow ourselves to be. You know, Thomas Jefferson said that he didn't think we could go 20 years without a revolution. It's been 240 plus years, and we're still not doing it. And I really do think that we need to collect these facts and submit them to a candid world. And, you know, the term candid is an important term because it says, you know, it's characterized by openness and sincerity of expression and unreservedly straightforward or the.
And this is guess what? Big tech and even small tech now are blocking medical doctor online conferences about the dangers of COVID. So doctor groups are organizing major conferences online and being told we're not going to let you have the services on the day of the events to sabotage them so the events fall apart. They also wait to the day of the event to then sabotage. We're going to have to start something like that, like a service for people so they can do online stuff. I mean, again, first they make you go online, then they take you offline. That's the plan. They want total control. God bless you, Ken. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months, some for 6 months, some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny.
The sun also rises on those who fail the call. My life, it comprises of losses and wins and fails and falls. I can do it if you really, really like that. I'm what you really want, baby. I can do it if you think you like that. You should run, boy.
Take us for everything we've got, our language, our cultures, our genetics, our health, our futures, our children, our very lives, our very souls. Are you going to let them take you for all that you've got? It's a lot more than just things. Your experiences, your very will. Evil is a very real thing, but so is good. But when the good do not stand and do not resist, it is as if good does not exist. And then evil takes control of the universe. And that must not be allowed to happen. All right, my friends, let's get right into it. Look at these incredible headlines. We're into hour number two of the Alex Jones Show. Look at my COVID headlines. These are on InfoWars.com with video. Swimming pool tells swimmers to exhale underwater to not look or talk to others. Oh, you're allowed out after 14 months of lockdown in some areas. They're already bringing the lockdown back. But now everywhere is a prison. And it's in all the major swimming pools. A lengthy set of COVID-19 rules, finally giving the lifeguards something to do, mandated by the operators of a swimming pool in London, include asking swimmers to exhale underwater as well as not to look at or talk to others. Because, you know, out in the sun's a dangerous place to be with viruses. It's the safest place. Yes, really. The rules were posted on Twitter in response to a tweet by rapper Zuby, in which he stated, third world countries are now more free than first world countries. And we have video in Spain, where they already have the same rules, of people swimming with masks on. You must virtue signal at all times. Just like most Islamic women love their burqas. Well, now American women love their burqas. They love their pimp daddy, Bill Gates. When you need to rest, look away from the swimmers and maintain social distancing. Look away. So even, don't make that eye contact. That is just total cult. Yeah, that's what Hillary always said is don't. They would always tell people to protect her, everybody. Don't look at her. Don't talk to her. When swimming, exhale underwater when you can. Stakes another. Backstrokes and other strokes where social distancing cannot be maintained are banned. Swimmers are also told to avoid talking to each other when social distancing is not possible. The rules are strict despite London now recording zero COVID deaths and cases rapidly falling across the country. That's only because they cut the PCR test from 40-plus cycles globally to 29. And at 29, It's only a viral strain of RNA. It's non-detectable. It's all a Theranos-level scam. Remember, Theranos was the same PCR fraud. The inventor of it said it was a fraud. And Tucker Carlson is right. You need to talk to these mindless victims. They grew up in these open, free societies. They watch TV all day. But they've been made non-essential. And so the globalists now are making them get in the position of being totally domesticated and prisoners ahead of real viruses being released and mass extermination. But they first want to make sure you're going to submit. Now you're thinking, oh, that's just one pool. All over Spain, all over Australia, all over New Zealand, and all over England and Scotland, they have signs at the bus stations saying, and just at bus pickups on the side of the road, I have the articles right here, do not look at people and turn your head when you walk by them. Look at this. London pub demands no extended eye contact as part of coronavirus rules. No handshaking, high-fiving, or extended eye contact. Extended eye contact are allowed at your table. I mean, well, we don't need to go to your stinking restaurant. This is a cult programming. And the globalists, no, yeah, there it is. Look away when passing other people. Pass others quickly. Do not congregate. You see, you're all good slaves now. Let's go to some more of your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. CIA recruiting ad ridiculed for overdosing on woke talking points. I'll tell you what's really behind all this. It's very important when we get to that. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Patty in Boston. Thanks for holding, Patty. I was asking, what's your line in the sand? And Patty says COVID vaccine caused family death. Thanks for joining us. Please tell us what happened.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm driving to my aunt's funeral. It's devastating because she called me before her appointment. And she said, you know, she lasted this long in the pressure. And she was saying, I don't know if I was going to take it. And I at first hesitated to give her advice. And then she's like, I want your advice. I said, absolutely don't take it. It's an experimental. And you should wait until there's something better, or just to see what happens, because I think it's going to get really bad once people start getting affected by that vaccine. So she talked to my cousin, who I love dearly, and he convinced her to take the vaccine. His wife is a teacher and in the schools, and I think he was totally influenced by her. She took the vaccine, and she was dead within 3 days. Not like, you know, a long illness. It was an instantaneous death. And the hospitals are not doing autopsies. At first, they offered to do an autopsy because it was such a strange death. Then they came back and said, oh, we know it's sepsis and a perforated bowel. And if you want to do an autopsy, you can do it privately. So the medical community is not interested in knowing.
Well, they're not just interested. They're in on it, and they know damn well what they're doing. How's the other cousin feeling? Probably pretty satisfied now under Stockholm Syndrome, because I've noticed when people's family members die now, they go, we'll do it again, even if it was the vaccine. It's like a human sacrifice. It's like, we're proud of what we've done. Have you talked to the cousin yet?
It's so awful. He just said it's one of those things. It's by God's will. And I'm, like, freaking out because I know it was the vaccine, but because the hospital told him it was this, it's enough to satisfy. But I don't think it's going to be enough to satisfy him down the road. And I'm heartbroken for him because he was the one who did it, because he was saying, if you want to see your grandkids, you have to take this vaccination. And that's the only reason she did it, was the love of her
grandkids.
Well,
she's not going to be seeing the grandkids now. I'm sorry to hear this. Now, let's... let's break this down, sweetheart, because this is what's going on. And people have Stockholm Syndrome, so they can never admit what's happened, but you don't. You're strong. Describe what you were told, how she took it, how she died, what unfolded. We need to humanize this, but also the specifics.
So she took the vaccine at, I believe, like a Walmart or a Walgreens. I don't remember. It was just like an impromptu appointment, and she decided to take it. It was Moderna. And 2 days later, she started to have, the chills and sort of not good feeling. The next day, she was sitting on her porch, and she was walking into the kitchen, and she must have passed out. Something dramatic happened because she fell and hit her face really badly. And she came to and started calling family members, and they said, you have to go call the ambulance because we can't take you because of the COVID. They won't let us into the hospital. They want to separate everybody. They won't, you know, let anybody in.
Exactly. It's all been actuaried out globally. It's all been planned down to the finest detail, exactly, to then cover up the deaths once they get them to the death center. It's euthanasia.
So it's, you know, she started coding, which, you know, means that she stopped breathing and, you know, her heart. And then they were, you know, God revived her. And, you know, they were worried about, oh, like it's probably, you know, these numbers, which was lactic acid in her system, which also can mean.
Organ failure. Her body was shutting down, just like DMX, just like everybody else. Stay there, ma'am, Patty. I know this is hard to talk about. We're going to save some lives, though, by getting this out. Remember, big tech is evil and are terrorists. They're working around the clock to suppress this woman's testimony because they want you and your family to die as well. This is Bill Gates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People whose family members have died after the vaccine. We have a crew member that works here whose mother's a head nurse at a large nursing home. They've had a bunch of people die there after the shot. Some died in a day, some in a week. Quite a few have died. The rest don't really get up and eat much. They'll be dead soon. They're just like, my God, this is incredible. What the hell's going on here? And in the VA, they're drugging the people and then forcibly inoculating them, killing them there. This is eugenics, and this is what Bill Gates and the left and what Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote Obamacare said they were going to do. And we just sit here and we take it. And a lot of leftists are in on it. Remember the head of the Texas vaccine program said we need to kill the white people. She's a white lady. She said whites won't take vaccines. They don't trust it. She said the minorities do. She meant Hispanics. Actually, blacks don't trust it either. And she said we need to kill all the white people. In fact, guys, no one's going to believe that. Pull up a vaccine pusher says kill whites. Head of vaccine program in Texas says kill whites. We need to kill, get rid of the white people. Now there's Newsweek, the case for killing granny. And remember, they want everybody. They want to get rid of the industrial system. They want to cull the human population 90%+. People that go along with this pretend like they're not the targets as well. By the way, the lady calling from Boston, so sad to hear her story. I wanted to hold her over, but she hung up. And it's the perfect way to kill people. You won't let the families in. They don't do autopsies. And when your family member starts having their organs shut down, they can then cover it up in the hospital. And you read about the 36-year-old mom, the 15-year-old young man, the 32-year-old lady. I mean, I've got all the articles every day they come out. And it's their organs liquefy, but, or their platelet counts go down to zero. There it is, top CDC official. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. I mean, that was 2 years ago. Yeah, print me that, please. People ask, why do we have NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? You can't search Google or most search engines and find anything from InfoWars. But if you search the exact headline, you can find it on NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And all we're doing is showing what they're saying. Got a whole stack of articles here, though, about big tech now blocking people from having online conferences. Let this internet company shuts down Truth Over Fear COVID summit with doctors to silence health professionals concerned about lockdowns and experimental gene therapies where they would tell their story and figure out how to act through legislatures to stop it. Well, you're not going to meet and get organized. What do you think this is? You've got a medical degree. That doesn't mean you get to the same thing about what we're going to do. The UN is in charge. And who controls the UN? Bill Gates and the globalist. Yeah, put that article back on screen. They now got California approves ethics studies curriculum that encourages a counter-genocide against whites. Yeah, print me that too. That's actually in the textbooks that are coming out. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Like, as if the Native American groups weren't all killing each other constantly. It's just humans are humans. But, you know, look, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I said I get to the CIA news, but I want to run through a bunch of your calls here real fast. But that just really upset me hearing about that death. But, I mean, that's how it works. And then the Hosbury Hospital, it's part of the system, covers up the death. And if Hank Aaron's family says, yeah, he died after he took the second shot 2 days after, died of a heart attack, full body seized up, started collapsing, wouldn't talk, went into a coma, and died of a heart attack. And the news goes, oh, he had an autopsy, he didn't die of the shot. There was no autopsy. That was confirmed. They lie. They censor you while they lie to you because they're killing you. This is all a test. They were able to kill 34,000 U.S. troops with the anthrax shots. They got away with it in two different rounds. They were able to give tens of millions of people autism, got away with it. Now, that was beta. This is operational. Here's just one of the latest articles. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine. Had no history of allergic reactions. And what? Was that Patty from, what was the lady's name from? Yeah, Patty from Boston. Patty, you need to go to the adverse event reporting system and report what happened to your grandmother. Or get that pig of a son she had, that little Stockholm syndrome punk. God forgive him. They don't know what to do. I know. He's ignorant. He's not a bad guy, but he still helped kill his mother. You need to, and he will be held accountable by God for that. He'll probably die himself from the next round or something, or one of his kids. And he'll still Stockholm. Oh, my daughter died, but it wasn't from the shot. Or his son died. You people make me sick. But sweet Patty, you need to go file a report. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine, had no history of allergic reactions. According to data from the National Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, a 15-year-old boy, Colorado, died of heart attack only 2 days after being injected with the controversial Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, despite having no previous history of allergic reactions. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to build this up for the whole week, and then I'm going to go live this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., no commercials. And we're going to just take calls from people who love the vaccine or hate it, who had great effects. We might find them like a unicorn, or maybe like a leprechaun, or maybe Santa Claus, and people that had bad effects. So, because, you know, I haven't opened the phones up in a week. I've been having so many guests. And the third call I take, aunt just died. And her son is pleased as pie, the son with a dead mother. Which, again, I said, let me guess. He says it's no big deal. Yeah, he just said it's the way it is. Oh. And, of course, you'll get mama's money, whatever was in the bank accounts now. There's always a little subconscious, little goody-good in there. And God knows what you were thinking. Burn in hell, if that's what you were doing. Probably not. You're probably just a limp-wristed father, another cuck. Think civilization's all built by little scumbags like you that are delusional and aren't smart. Have no instincts, no spirit, no common sense, you dumbass. Pisses me off, excuse me. We're going to go to break, and I'll come back with your calls, and then I'll get the CIA stuff last segment, and I'll race to your calls. I'm going to talk to John in PA, Nick in California, DJ in California, in the order you receive, Bob, Alex, everybody else, Mike. We'll get to everybody coming up, bam, bam, bam. So just be ready, and I'll go to your call. Please try to keep us on air. I mean, funding my operation is the least of our issues, even though we need funding, and we're very close to being in the red. We've got the enemy circling around us, which is what I expect. I mean, I'm like, oh, more heat, more enemy attacks, more threats. Okay, I'm over the target. Release the truth bombs. But our navigational system is very accurate, but also very dangerous. So it is your prayers that keep us in attack formation, and your financial support, and your word of mouth to carry the message forward. All of it goes together in the trifecta of victory. InfoWarsStore.com. Today is the last day to get Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoids for 50% off. We got another week of VasoBeats at 50% off. And, of course, Alpha Power, 50% off. Winter Sun is discounted. And so is the great Vitamineral Fusion. It's very close to selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. And it makes your body a lot more resistant to old Fauci's designs. Old Fauci, old Fausty. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S.
we're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a free-for-all. Woo! Well, the globalists think the world's overpopulated. And you can argue about that all day long. But the key is they're attacking everybody right now. So your average leftist pretends like they're part of the ruling class and they are overseeing all this while they're being attacked by it as well. You know, there's so many of these articles, I can't even keep track of them all. Here's a few new ones. This article's from naturalnews.com. We'll post it to Infowars.com. 2-year-old baby dies during Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine experiments on children. Experimental vaccines, the children can't give consent, but their evil leftist woke parents did. And they got a real thrill out of this. Within 6 days of receiving a second injection of Pfizer experimental Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine, a 2-year-old baby enrolled in the company's clinical trials for children passed away, new reports indicate. The ongoing trials include more than 10,000 children aging from 5 to 11 in one of the groups, another 10,000 children as young as 6 months old in the other. The trials have been taking place since mid-March, with the soon expectation that the jab will be authorized for the use in children, because they'll always say they died of something else. Kind of like when they approved aspartame, it killed about a third of the rhesus monkeys they gave it to, but they just took those out of the study. It's okay. Continuing, Moderna is also running a similar series of clinical trials on children that is called KidCove. Oh, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca also, which has been banned all over the world, are both running their own respective clinical trials on children to get them, quote, jabbed at warp speed. Good job, Donald Trump. As reported in the government's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, the 2-year-old girl received her second dose of Pfizer's DNA-modifying mRNA injection on February 25th. On March 1st, she suffered some kind of serious adverse reaction. On March 3rd, she died. No further details were provided. The VAERS report does indicate the child had been hospitalized since February 14th, which suggests she'd gotten sick from the first shot. Well, the first shot didn't do him, the second one will, sweetie pie. Oh, loving. Despite this, someone administered a second shot to the already sick and suffering child, which caused her to die. And it just goes on from there. But that's what they call about being liberated by the shot. You're empowered by it, by leaving your body. And I've just got stacks of it here. They admit the novel coronavirus spike protein, a new SALT study, that your body attacks then itself because that protein that is in the spike protein is already in your heart valves. But hey, who needs heart valves? Just ask Hank Aaron or Marvelous Marvin Hagler or all the other people having those big, juicy, giant heart attacks like the 15-year-old. But you know the right thing, liberals. Be heroes. If you didn't abort them before, gosh, you missed out then. You could have chopped them up. Now you can watch a little boy or girl die a hideous death. Oh, it's so good, though. It gives you that kind of thrill. You get a lot of attention at the funeral from family, maybe donations. You can have another kid and kill it, too, huh? Yeah. Yeah. And good job, Google and Facebook and Twitter, censoring this show. Good job. You'll never have any retribution for what you've done. You run everything. You've escaped judgment. Of course, you haven't. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? That would be John in Pennsylvania. John, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, my friend.
How's it going today?
I'm broadcasting worldwide, talking to a feller named John from Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Good old farmer from Pennsylvania, farming family. But I just wanted to run through a couple things here on, well, first, what Trump, with the whole thing with Trump. Supported Trump from the beginning, 2015, you know, you were talking about him. But unfortunately, as Trump's administration went on, we began to see that he was corrupted. He became beholden to somebody, some people in the administration. I'm going to blame Kushner, that basically have captured Trump, and he's really compromised at this point. He's been, you know, he had such good intentions. He had the right people getting around him, Bannon, all these different people, and they outcasted these people instantly. And I think that I blame Kushner for that and the people that Kushner associates with.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter how good Trump is. If he's surrounded by a bunch of people that sabotage him, tried to set him up to send him to the Capitol, but it was already being broken into by their operatives controlled by Q. If he got set up like that, he should come out and talk about that. But no, he doesn't, which means he'll just get set up again and again and again.
Exactly, and that's really the problem. And I think this is very maybe too out there at this point. We're not at this point yet, but the Patriot movement is the movement that got him elected. You talk about it all the time. We need to capture Trump ourselves. We need to put him on notice that the true patriots that got him elected, that we're not going to stand idle.
I agree. I think if 10,000 people showed up to protest Trump at Mar-a-Lago, a friendly protest, but demanding and showing him the mistakes he made and explaining to him what he needs to do, that could really get his attention. I mean, they admitted that General Kelly's main mission was keeping my briefings from him Because I had law firms write briefings to him on what to do against censorship and so much more, but none of it got done. That's why they made me enemy number one. But a great point, sir. God bless you. And again, I don't tell those stories to say, look what I did here, look what I did there. It's to show you. I've been trying stuff behind the scenes as well. I'm a busy guy, a busy beaver, as they say, running around. I'm very proud of the fact that I've influenced a lot of your most prominent talk show hosts in the world. Bolsonaro told me that I was one of the main influences on awakening him. His son did. Invited me down there. I never had a chance to go. I've been told the same thing by major British leaders on air. Hell, Nigel Farage said we totally educated him. Same thing with Trump. Same thing with Tucker Carlson. Same thing with Joe Rogan. The list goes on and on. I'm just letting you know that's the value of this broadcast and what you've done keeping us on air, as we have really educated a lot of the main resistance that's out there and really made it safe for them to expose this stuff. I took the attack first. I hit the barbed wire first as a shock troop, and I'm just glad to still be in the fight here as long as I can stay in attack formation. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Nick in California. Nick, welcome.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Alex. So, the last caller, he basically said the same thing I was going to say, is that I think, I'm a supporter of Trump. I voted for him and just felt like he was, like Kushner had compromised him, basically just what John just said. And, I haven't heard Trump say anything about the people that are in D.C. He's been on Fox several times, and I think part of the vaccine thing is his ego. It would be a blow to his ego to show everybody that he got hoodwinked. And it's almost.
Well, he better do it it's in the SPARS report and others that it's going to come out they did this. And they're going to use that to bankrupt all the global companies that have to be officially run by the UN. So it's going to come out, and they're going to blame Trump for it. So he better get up off his ass.
And you know what? So one thing that I realized, I'm in Sonoma County, super liberal area. The people that hated him the most, almost worse than the devil, the people every day that hated Trump and he's an idiot and he's a moron and all this stuff, are the same people that are the most vigilant about the vaccines. How ironic is that? 6 months ago, a lot of these same people were saying, oh, I don't trust it. Kamala Harris, I don't trust it. And it's just so ironic that the same people that thought he was a dummy are the same people that are pushing the vaccine. And
well, that's because they wanted the credit for it. Look, he tried to take your timetable away. I know why he did it. When I explained it, I didn't agree with him. I was giving devil's advocate why I knew he did it, but then saying I disagree with that reasoning. And so he was trying to get things reopened, thought, oh, it's just a regular vaccine. No, it's not a regular vaccine. Plus, those doctors have given him ivermectin and a bunch of incredible stuff. And so he really believes in them because he's having an association with good doctors. Well, just because there's good doctors doesn't mean Big Pharma is good. They're taking control of the good doctors and censoring them. By the way, there's a woman dying in Chicago hospital right now. In fact, I had it in my stack reprinted for me. And they're not letting her have ivermectin, even though her daughter wants to give it. They've got her on a breathing machine, on a ventilator, as the governor always wants. That is the new official guillotine of the left, is the ventilator. All right, thank you, Nick. I'm going to come back and hit that CIA news and more of your calls.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Washington and a whole lot of other cats like DJ in California. Your calls are coming up here in just a moment. And I got more articles streaming in mainstream news with babies and little kids dying from the vaccine trial. And they're going to approve it because it's meant to kill. But it's meant to kill slow. But something's going to kill you a few years down the road. Sometimes it kills a little too quick. And this is all about getting you used to dying. So roll up them sleeves and start dying. Whew, it's so much fun. It's all been a giant lie from the beginning. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, when I get a little evil like that, it's not because I'm happy, it's because I want to cry. But I also want to let the little minions of the system that are in on the mass killing know that their time's coming as well. And that I've got their little stinking number. So many dying every day. And most families will never even report it because they've got Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness. I want to remind you that we have a great sponsor, InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com, when the cell towers go down along with power failures, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everything you do and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in any extreme remote location. You can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone for only $99.95 a month for 150 minutes per month. No charge for receiving calls from other cell phones or landlines to your sat phone. So it's a great phone that works for everybody to call you and only charges and uses your minutes when you obviously then use it yourself. When you call somebody, car antennas and home antennas are available, so satellite phones can be used indoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with loved ones during any national or international emergency, InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-2000. 1020-941-955-1020, and ask for the Alex Jones special. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They printed 20,000 of these a few weeks ago in Chicago. It's my film. It's back in print. It's all coming true. We noticed we had some of the film. They were selling out as fast as we had them. If I stopped printing 2,000 at a time, I printed 20,000. That 20,000 sold out. And boy, if we sold it for $15 a piece, we would be able to fund our whole operation for months to go, but we didn't. We charged $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and it turns out basically 99% of people bought the 10-pack, which is great. But I figured some would buy one copy for $14.95, and some would buy, you know, three copies for $9.95, and so on and so forth. You didn't. That's great. Thanks for the support. But starting next Monday, it's going to go to $9.95 for one copy. And then you can get still some copies for a lower price as well. But I've got to figure it out because we got to crack that nut and fund the operation. But it's a great film. It's a scary film. Please get it. Donate it to your local library or give it to your local police station. People will see this now and go, oh, my God, was this made now? Is it predicted everything? No, it was made 14 years ago, InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, today's the last day to get the ultimate turmeric formula at 50% off because we're going to have to go back to regular price because the supply chain is broken down. We got a limited supply, and I still discounted it in my office manager, you know, the guy that helps me manage the sales, and they keep us going. He said, you know, you say you need money, keep selling this out at 50% off. We don't have it for months and months again. That's why you don't have money. You need to go back to regular price till you get more. And then you can, if you had plenty, you can discount it. I'm like, you're right. So we were going to go back to full price starting tomorrow. So take advantage of that. Only a few days left, too, on the sleep aids, knockout, and, of course, rocket rest and down and out. Three different formulas. They're all great. The two newest ones are even stronger than knockout. A lot of folks think it's too strong with the down and out and, of course, the rocket rest. So that's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me do this. I keep sounding to the CIA news, but I'm going to have to get that at 6 after. Let's go back to your calls right now for the next couple segments, and then I'll hit that huge CIA news, and the economic news I haven't hit as well is extremely important. And then we'll continue with calls throughout the next hour. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Vegas. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to say my line in the sand is these COVID vaccine passports, or what I guess they're being called now is COVID status certification. I just want to say, man, I work in the hospitality industry, security to be exact, in a major casino in Vegas. I have been forced to take mandatory COVID tests to keep my job. I'm forced to wear a mask at work. I mean, I feel like...
Oh, they're totally inducting you into the cult. They're totally... Because what they do is they hold everything hostage, close it, and then make the owners join the cult. It's mafia tactics.
I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, I refuse to take a vaccine. And, I mean, I'm willing to go forward with whatever I have to do to go, you know, to stop all this.
We need to form unions and organizations that say no and point out that they don't work and they're poisonous. I mean, do people realize how many people are dying right up front taking these?
I mean, I'm seeing so many news articles. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that I'm seeing. And, you know, I believe this is just a flu. I mean, I understand what your beliefs are on this. I mean, I don't believe in this at all. So,
well, here's the bottom line. They created a synthetic cold virus so they could own it. But it has great gain of function, but it's not that deadly unless you have autoimmune issues or don't have enough vitamins and minerals. They hype that up, and then they bring in a surveillance global IV tyranny surrounding it, and then the real kill weapon is the vaccine. 60% now they're reporting of the people in hospital dying of COVID were given the vaccine. They're dying from the vaccine. They're telling them it's COVID. Comprende?
Yeah, absolutely. In my workplace, they're basically pushing the vaccine with all kinds of different papers they're coming out with. I mean, they're even bribing us with money. And
but listen, expand on that. Exactly, expand on that. And say, I'm going to sell my body. You might as well just become a prostitute. I mean, and then you catch a disease that way. What they're doing, sir, is trying to get past common law and common sense. Explain to everybody at the office. Show them the fact that it doesn't even protect you. Now they're saying five shots a year. This is a load of crap. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you, but thank you for the call, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Bob in Washington. Bob, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to put a plug for your vitamins and minerals.
Thank you.
My wife and I have started taking them about 6 months ago, and they are amazing. We do the vitamin mineral fusion. We do the Super 12. We do the iodine, the rocket rest, the turmeric. They're all wonderful.
Well, you're keeping us on air, and that's wonderful as well. So God bless you, sir, for being part of the fight. You are just as important as I am with that financial support, plus you're getting great products. A total 360 win.
Sir, I just want to tell anybody, if they're on the fence, they are great products.
Thank you.
And one of the biggest things we can do is support our immune systems and have the right vitamins and minerals. But what I wanted to say is something that you hit on before earlier in the show. I think people need to get back to a revival and turn back to God and put him first. It's taken me 56 years to realize that. But when you put him first, our country was founded on that. The Pilgrims had a covenant with God, put him first. George Washington prayed for his victories, put God first, and he will deliver us.
I agree. And, you know, I'm not bragging. It's just an interesting thing. Both sides of my family have direct lines back to the Mayflower. And there is a covenant, but we all have a covenant with God, and we ask to be part of that covenant. But I, particularly in my life, have seen the hand of God defend me and protect me. I have seen miraculous things. And for the Satanists to think their God is the real God, Satan's a loser. Our God's a living God.
100%. I've seen the same thing. And I just want to tell everybody that's you got to put him first. When you put him first, everything falls in line. And the line in the sand was this mask crap. God moved me out here to the state of Washington, one of the most liberal democratic parts of the whole country. And my wife and I haven't worn a mask since the beginning. We did once when we had to fly in a plane, but we won't do that now. We're driving across country to go back to our family. But we haven't been physically assaulted yet, but it's come pretty close. I have to go with her to every store now, because if she goes by herself, they will shame her, yell her.
Bob, I heard your audio, but it faded out. Well, stand with your wife, stand with her, and God bless you. There goes Bob, because his phone died. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to go to Moxie and DJ and everybody else. And then I've got to plow through the news. So I'm gonna hurry through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 calls. But I'm going to go really quick, and then I've got to hit all this. Have I got the economic news, have I got the political news, and I've got all this insane COVID news. I mean, it's over the top. I mean, and there's all the political football news. Like, oh, Caitlyn Jenner, and Bruce Jenner says this. I mean, that's all just side issues, folks. We're under world government. We're under judgment. Literal Mark of the Beast is coming. We'll be right back.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.